For many centuries, Black Africa was a mythical place, hardly more than a blank patch on speculative maps. The Greek historian Herodotus claimed that men there had dog's heads, presumably referring to a local species of barking baboon. Black Africa is the source of the magic that surrounds the Western view of the dark continent, steaming jungle, pounding drums, and the shriek of exotic animals. Black Africa, sometimes called the interior or the heart of Africa, is one of the four distinct areas of that continent. The other three regions are the Mediterranean coast to the north, Ethiopia or East Africa, and South Africa. North Africa and East Africa have been known to the world since biblical times. South Africa was one of Europe's early colonies. But until the 19th century, Black Africa was not known. Only when exploration of its western territory became possible did its dark mysteries unveil. West Africa served as a doorway into Black Africa. Europeans frequented the 500-mile coast of Lower West Africa, now part of what we call Nigeria. But even here, Europeans rarely traveled inland. The Atlantic coastline offered no deep harbors to shelter trade ships. Its inward rivers were impassable because of sandbars and waterfalls. Those foolhardy explorers who ventured past these barriers encountered strange wild animals, unpredictable natives, and, most of all, tropical disease. Europeans had no resistance to the strange ailments for which natives had developed immunity. A 16th-century Portuguese archivist noted that all entrances to Black Africa seemed to be guarded by death.
It seems for our sins, or some inscrutable judgment of God, in all the entrances he has placed a striking angel with a flaming sword of deadly fevers.